Forbes recently named Rafe Gasper Asoka to its 30 Under 30 list of venture capitalists for 2020, recognizing the best young investors in the country. Gasper Asoka is a 2009 graduate of Ilani School, and he has a bachelor's and master's degree in electrical engineering. He joined Canaan Partners in 2015 and rose to partner, the youngest in the firm's history. Canaan invests in early-stage technology and healthcare companies. He currently lives in the Bay Area, but he was home for the holidays and spoke with our producer, Jason Ubai. He tells us about his day-to-day as a venture capitalist.
The day-to-day as a VC, at least my day-to-day, is pretty variable. I'd say I like to break it up in kind of percentages of my time spent at work. So I think about 30 to 40% of my time is spent investing, meeting new companies and meeting them as potential new investments. So that's taking your first meeting, whether it's on the phone or over lunch or an in-person meeting. There's about the other 30 to 40% is spent doing diligence on companies. So think about it as like a funnel. We meet, you know, hundreds of companies a year. We end up investing in a handful of them. So in between that stage, between the time we meet them and the time we invest, there's a diligence process where we're evaluating whether or not they're a good fit for us, whether or not we're a good fit for them, whether or not it's a company that we want to work with and that wants to work with us. So that's about 30 to 40% of my time. And then the last 20 to 30% is spent working with the portfolio company. So that's companies that we've invested in, that we sit on the board of, that we're helping to help grow over time. And so that's everything from board meetings to going over to their offices and helping them hire, think through strategy, et cetera.
What kind of companies are you working with right now? I think I saw that your main clients are like on the cutting edge of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, so I'll start broad and then kind of zoom in. So broadly, Canaan Partners is an early stage venture capital fund. So that means we invest in early stage companies, seed, series A, series B is sort of the titles that they have at that time, meaning they're from inception to about 2 to 3 years old at the oldest. And we're usually the first sort of institutional capital that will come in and invest in the company. So prior to that, they'll have raised maybe some grant money or maybe some money from angels or friends and family to help run the business. And then we're the first sort of larger check that comes in from the institutional capital side. And then we invest broadly. Canaan as a firm invests in both tech and healthcare. So we invest in healthcare companies, mostly biopharm, new drug development type companies, some med devices. It's a separate team that looks at that, just given the complexity and on that side. And then within tech, it's everything across the board. So we have a bunch of investors at the firm that spend time in consumer, so things like consumer marketplaces like Instacart, to fintech companies, to, let's see, enterprise software. And then I spend a lot of my time in what we sort of call frontier tech. And that's areas like AI, machine learning, robotics, autonomous vehicles, space tech, all the really crazy stuff.
I wanted to step back, got a degree in electrical engineering. I mean, how did you move from that to what you're doing today? Because, I mean, I think when most people think, you know, you major in electrical engineering, it's kind of a nuts and bolts type of job,
right?
Or that's what you're preparing for. So how did you get into venture capital?
It was a little by accident in some ways. I think when I was doing engineering, and especially when I was in grad school, I think there are two things that I took away from my engineering degree. One, I really liked engineering, not necessarily because I enjoyed circuit design or I enjoyed signal processing, but I enjoyed the problem-solving aspect of what I was learning. So how to take this abstract problem of, you know, how do you create something, and how do you distill it down into the logical flows to get from point A to point B? So how do you build a circuit that does et cetera, X, Y, and Z? How do you take that from the abstract layers at the very top of a problem all the way to, like, building and designing something? And I think that problem-solving aspect was very interesting to me, not necessarily the fact that it was for circuits or that it was for signal processing. And then the second thing I learned is, especially when I was in grad school, I was going down a very, very narrow path. I was actually pursuing my PhD in electrical engineering at the time, and you're becoming very specialized in one thing. And just from my own personality standpoint, I'd rather be a layer up, which is more like big picture stuff, and I'd rather see how this correlates to that, which then affects this, rather than just go down a very, very, very narrow but specific path of electrical engineering. So for me, I think the PhD route just wasn't the right fit.
Yep.
So I took a step back and figured out what I wanted to do next. Maybe the anti-PhD in a lot of ways is consulting. So you go and you jump across into different projects and you work on something for a few months, then you jump to another thing. And so I did consulting right after I left grad school. And from there, I was trying to figure out what to do next after a year or so in consulting. And the thing that I liked about venture capital is it combined the sort of three things that I was looking for. One, it combined I was getting back into tech in a deep way. So, like, I liked tech. That's why I was in engineering. Consulting had aspects of that, but it wasn't fully immersed in it. Two, I enjoyed investing. So when I said I did a stint in Chicago, I worked at an options trading firm and learned a little bit on the investing side. Really enjoyed that. And then the third thing was it was, like I said, it was higher level. Like, it was deeper. It wasn't as deep as just doing your PhD. When I worked with companies and got to invest in companies, it's working across all facets of the business, right? Not just the technology and engineering side, but it's across the business model, across where the market is headed. And I got to think at sort of a little bit of a higher level. And so venture kind of fit all the things I was looking for. Bay Area is a good place to do it. Yeah. So sort of through some networking, ended up at Canaan.
Is there anything that you, growing up here and going to Iolani, that helps you with your career today?
Yeah, there's quite a few things. I think the biggest thing for me is, so being in the Bay Area now for 7 years, I think it's easy to kind of get tunnel vision and go down and see, yeah, like there's, you know, self-driving cars on the road, or there's the latest on-demand delivery app or something that's spun up in the Bay Area. And it's easy to get tunnel vision to, like, that's the way life is generally, right? Like, of course there's an app that can get you something from, that can get me from point A to point B in 2 seconds. And of course, if I just ordered online, it should be delivered in an hour. And I think the thing I like about having, growing up in Hawaii and at least having the perspective from Hawaii, is that that's not how the rest of the world always is, right? That's not, technology is one aspect of the economy and the society, but it's not everything. Whereas I think in the Bay Area, we're definitely over-indexed on tech and sort of innovation and moving faster. Whereas back in, when I think about my perspective from Hawaii, and especially like my parents and my family that's all still here, it's helpful when I'm meeting these companies and they're pitching these new innovations, for me to think, like, would my sister use this? Would my dad and mom use this service or this product? Like, is this something that they would like as well, right? So I think that itself has been a really good, really helpful perspective to have growing up in Hawaii.
That was Rafe Gaspar Asaoka of Canaan Partners. He is the third Iolani School graduate to be recognized on a Forbes 30 Under 30 list since 2018.